Penguin Random House Audio presents, not sure who needs to hear this, but We the Urban, Beautiful Reminders for the Soul by Willie Green, read for you by Karen Murray. May the journey back to yourself be safe, gentle, and secure. Chapter 1. Peace. Through every experience you have in this life, turbulent or otherwise, a boundless space exists within you. It's a secret sanctuary we all carry that we can all access. It may seem elusive at times, drowned out by the noise of anxiety, grief, and regret, but it's always there, patiently waiting for you to cherish its presence and make decisions that align with protecting it. This refuge is your inner peace. Your inner peace should flow like a river, traveling forward despite the rocks and boulders that arise, adapting and persisting, knowing that your journey is dictated not by obstacles, but by your unwavering pursuit to transcend them. This endurance and resilience is not passivity. It's an understanding that peace is not something that demands an escape from the chaos of your life, but rather invites you to find serenity within the very heart of it. The moment you start acknowledging that peace is not an external place, but an internal commitment to self-awareness and acceptance, you unlock the door to a life less anxious and more tranquil. Even so, attaining inner peace can be a daunting quest, especially if you're someone like me who feels everything deeply. However, I've learned that these qualities of sensitivity and peace have a unique relationship. In fact, they can exist in harmony. This sounds paradoxical. How can feeling every emotion intensely lead to inner peace? Well, it fuels your imagination and serves as a wellspring of creativity. It enhances your intuition and allows you to appreciate the beauty in the tiniest nuances of life. It makes you want to listen more, understand better, and empathize more deeply with others. You get the privilege of engaging with life, love, and connection in the most vivid, profound way. Your sensitivity can become a gift that empowers and protects you. It's a quality you should never shame yourself for having. With time, introspection, and a big helping of mindfulness, you can access inner peace in a space of sensitivity. The pursuit of peace can also lead us to seek comfort in fleeting relationships, places, substances, and possessions. These are common traps we've all been caught in at some point, but the reality remains the same. Peace built on external distractions is as fragile as a house of cards in a hurricane. Authentic peace can only be cultivated from within. It demands the hard work of confronting yourself and demolishing the walls you've constructed from your fears. It calls for the bravery to cease the war within yourself, to declare a truce between the parts of you in conflict, and to treat yourself with more kindness. When you make peace with your inner turmoil, your outer world begins to mirror this tranquility. Throughout this process, your strength lies in identifying and amplifying the thoughts that serve your mind, body, spirit, and future. Let them be the architects of your day. Your mind's focus determines your reality. What you pay attention to, you give power to, so you must choose with fierce intentionality. Let the stillness of your inner peace and the energy of unapologetically protecting it be the compass that directs your thoughts. This is a conscious exercise of selecting, moment by moment, the thought patterns that lead you to a more peaceful existence. By channeling this mindfulness, peace becomes more than just a concept. It becomes a practice. Envision each day as a fresh chance to refine this practice. Just like you might train for a marathon or learn a new language, cultivating peace is a skill. It means choosing to not snap in anger, taking a deep breath instead of taking a defensive stance, or finding that moment of gratitude on a tough day. It's the determination to persist after rejection, the relief in releasing long-held grievances, and the awareness that holding on to anger harms you more than anyone else. Peace is your right, your responsibility, and your remedy. It is the brave decision to wake each morning and forgive. Forgive each day for its trials. Forgive others for their faults. And most importantly, forgive yourself for your missteps. It's in this forgiveness that you free yourself, lifting all burdens and opening the gates to true inner calm. Inner peace means respecting that not everything deserves your energy and granting yourself permission to walk away from fruitless conflicts. If something disturbs your peace, you have the right and indeed the responsibility to address it, to modify it, or to remove it altogether from your life. Sometimes the most powerful armor is a smile and the decision to let go. Protect your peace like you would your dearest loved one. True peace? It will always be a choice. It's a series of decisions you make every day. Sometimes it's the decision to release. Other times the decision to hold on, but it's always the decision to reflect and grow. It's about accepting the unchangeable and finding your power in how you respond to it. With each decision, you step closer to accessing the calm you seek. So, here's to the journey of accessing your well of inner peace, hand in hand with your sensitivity, a journey of introspection, understanding, and giving yourself the space to feel and the permission to heal. Continue to approach yourself with grace and move forward at a pace that honors your growth. Trust that with each action you take, you're gaining wisdom and finding your balance, navigating your way back to that serene sanctuary that is ever present within you. 9 ways to access peace. 1. Practice radical acceptance. Get in the habit of letting things simply be what they are. It's easier said than done, but that is why the art of practice is essential. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or being passive. It means tapping into peace by responding to turbulence with greater resilience and adaptability. It means freeing your mind and nervous system from gainless struggles. It's understanding that draining your energy by worrying never improves the outcome. Embracing this truth is one of the most profound acts of self-love. Understand that life is unpredictable and you can only control so much. The faster you accept these things, the faster you will transcend them. 2. Disconnect to reconnect. You are not a robot. It is not natural for you to take in a ton of information at once, follow the minutiae of thousands of people's daily lives, rely on likes to inform your worth, or expect yourself to be productive 24/7. The paradox of the digital age is that while it has connected us to the world, it has disconnected us from ourselves. This is especially true if, like most people in the modern world, your livelihood relies on using the internet in some capacity. So amid the whirlwind of your commitments and the cacophony of external demands, pause. Take a breath and tune in. Dedicate time each day to disconnect from it all. Try implementing screen-free mornings and evenings. Go outside at least once a day. Lean into your in-person connections. If you want peace, be more available to your real life. The goal is to aim for a balanced use of technology that helps rather than hinders your well-being. 3. Forgive yourself. If you are pursuing peace, forgiving yourself is a great place to start. You are not your
sample complete. Ready to continue?